Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, pastor of Merritt Assembly of God, and we want to welcome you to the Refresh radio program today. Merritt Assembly of God is located at 165 North Grove Street. We're two blocks north of 520. We are two blocks west of Courtney. Type in Merritt Assembly of God in your into your maps program on your smartphone. Your GPS will lead you right to Merritt Assembly of God. We are a church that is blessed to be a blessing. And look, we have come from a place where, as a preacher from Los Angeles decades ago, that he said, at one point in time, I was so poor I didn't have two food stamps to rub together. So that's before they went to electronic bank transfer cards and all of that sort of stuff. A lot of people say, hey, I'm so poor I didn't have two pennies to rub together. He said, I didn't even have two food stamps to rub together. So we came from a place where there was no money in the bank account. There weren't any missionaries that we could afford to support. And God has now made it possible where we are able to be a blessing to people around the globe. And for that, we are truly thankful. Want to also let you know about the fine folks at Wyrick Air. Dennis pastors a church here in Central Florida. Wyrick Air is W-E-I-R-I-C-H Air. They are based in Rockledge, Florida, where for around five decades they have been solving air conditioning problems, heating problems, as well as electrical issues. They do it in a professional manner. They service, they repair, they even install new systems if needed. But they're not going to try and sell you something that you aren't in need of yet. So they work primarily in residential environments, but do some light commercial settings as well. They provide emergency service to their customers when necessary. They strive to provide you with the best service possible and at an affordable price. Their phone number is 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. You might want to write that number down if you need your air conditioner serviced by someone that is going to operate their business with kingdom principles and truly are a blessing wherever Dennis and Carla go. Their license numbers are RA00668854 and EC13002439. They are friends of the Refresh radio program, and we are grateful to have the privilege of knowing them in our lives. Today we're going back to Ephesians chapter 3. We're talking about building a foundation of prayer in the life of believers that goes more, that goes beyond just, praying, now I lay me down to sleep at night, more than just praying over our food, more than just praying for our needs to be met. These are prayers about praying for kingdom advancement. And you might look at this and Ephesians chapter 3, and we're talking about the theological purposes of it, but make no mistake about it, this is a prayer, this is a church-wide prayer. And Ephesus had been known during Paul's era as a hotbed of idolatry, but Ephesians is better known now through the ministry of the Church of Ephesus because God did a mighty work there. I think it would serve us well if we prayed the same types of prayer for our churches that Paul was praying for the church of Ephesus. So on yesterday's program, we were praying that Christ would dwell in our hearts through faith, that it would impact the substance of our life, the underground, the things that are not visible, that we would be rooted, that we would have a spiritual foundation, and that spiritual foundation would be in love. That sets the stage for a purpose that Paul talks about here in verse number 18. Let me read these verses for you. I'm not going to read all the way down through the end of the chapter. Let me read verses 14 through 19 for you today. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. That's where we ended yesterday's program. Verse number 18, here's the purpose. May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. So, when Paul was praying for them that they would be rooted and grounded in love, the purpose was that those two actions that God develops in the life of believers enables us to be strong enough, because that's what that word able, may be able, that you may be strong enough. Okay? I don't know if you have ever been through something in your life where it required strength. It required mental strength. It required physical strength, whatever it might be. I remember something I was doing. It was supposed to be very fun. It was the first time I'd ever found myself in this particular environment. It was a team competition. And I remember getting to a certain point, and I'd never been in that position before. And I just remember saying, I am mentally drained from something that was supposed to be fun. It wasn't a competition for money or anything like that. It was just a competition, and it was having a negative impact on my mind, and it really shouldn't. I mean, it was insignificant. It was really dumb, but that's how I am. I want to excel at whatever I do. And so I needed to become tougher mentally. I needed God to strengthen my mind. And so I've been in that same situation a number of times since then. It doesn't nearly have the effect upon me now as it did then, because there's been a maturing work that has caused my mind to be stronger. And so this may be able that Paul prays for the church of Ephesus. He says that when we're rooted and grounded in love, it creates in us a strength to be able to comprehend, to be able to understand, to grasp, or to lay hold of. And you know, I wish that it was something that everybody would latch on to. I was having a conversation. I don't remember who it was. It's been in the last month or so. Really don't remember who this conversation was. It's probably somebody who was still in school. And I think it was back and district council. There was a person. Yeah, it was another pastor who's taking some advanced courses, and I said, you know, I believe that if I had gone to school a little bit later in life instead of right out of high school, I said, I believe my GPA would have been better because I'm a much better student now mentally than what I was when I was 18 to 22. There are some people who excelled, but one of the things that I noticed, even when I was a student back then, was that people who had already been out and experienced life, or they were married and they were having full-time jobs, and some of them had families as well, that those people almost always made straight A's. They were excelling academically, and they were somehow finding time to be the spouse, to be the parent, to be the family member, to have a job, to provide financially, and yet still put in the valiant work necessary to excel academically. They were strong enough, and they understood some of the realities that some of us at that point in time only knew theoretically. So here, how did that change me? Well, first of all, I study a lot more now, not because someone is setting a deadline for me or anything like that, but because I don't want to embarrass Jesus. I don't want to embarrass Merit Assembly of God. I want to continue to press on, take hold of the prize for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. I want to study to show myself approved. I want to know as much about God. I want to know God as well as I can know him, because he's the exceeding great reward. You know, we used to do all of that so that we would get an A, B, C, or D, hopefully no D's, hopefully no C's, for a report card. Do you know that I haven't had anyone ask me for my academic transcript, things that I used to sweat over and things like that, cry over, weep over, you know, study hard for? Nobody really cared about that as what my academic accomplishments were. They just want to know, what are you able to comprehend? Well, comprehension in the spirit realm requires that not only are we self-controlled, but that we are driven spiritually and strengthened spiritually because what Jesus is doing in our heart. Did you know that if your heart, if your innermost being is not all in to whatever you're doing, then you're not going to get the results out of it that you may want to get. That's why a lot of times there has got to be an investment. There's got to be something that the person that is involved, that there's a cost factor there that motivates them to want to get the most out of it. You see, there are different motivational factors. So when we are children, young children, there were external motivators. And when I say external motivation, that can come in a number of different ways. So there can be words of encouragement. There can be examples that are set before. There can be, hey, look, I've got this carrot dangling from the stick. Don't you want to do this? There are ways to motivate individuals externally when they do not have something internally that's motivated. And so that's all fine, well, and good. But at some point in time, external motivation has got to transform into internal motivation, to where now it is no longer, yeah, I'm motivated because I want that A. Now I'm motivated because I want that truth. I want that relationship with God, that healthy relationship with God. I want to be able to make a difference for the kingdom of God. There is that, there's external motivation, there's internal motivation, but not all internal motivation is the same. Some people are internally motivated to get rich. I believe that we are to be spiritually motivated on the inside. So if I could put it this way, we need to be internally, spiritually motivated. And what that does is it gives us the ability to comprehend and to understand. There are many people that get hung up at this point. If I can, I'm not going to elaborate on this. I just want to take you to verse number 19 for just a moment. And it says this, that to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. That means that Paul was praying for the church that they would know something that is beyond man's ability to know and understand. So, as I've shared many times before, when Christ is dwelling inside of our heart by faith, and we have a sufficient root system in love, and we have a sufficient foundation in love, that we grow to trust Him in His sovereignty and His competency, in His excellence, in His track record, that even when I don't understand, I can still trust Him. That's what comprehension brings us to, that we will comprehend, and it goes on here, with all the saints. So, if comprehension is about grasping or laying hold of or understanding with all the saints, that means it can't be done alone. We need one another. We need a community of people who have Christ living in their hearts, who are also rooted and grounded in love in their innermost being. We need that. Because there are going to be times in life when we don't understand. And I can tell you that there have been many times when I didn't understand what was going on. And God would send a person of faith, and they would help get me to the point where even if I didn't understand, I could still persevere. So if a person tells you that they've had perfect understanding of everything that God was doing in their life for their whole life, that they had never had a lack of understanding during some difficult seasons, I would probably have to challenge that. I'm just not to that point. Now, I will tell you that there have been times when I didn't understand what was going on in the moment, that once that moment was gone, God granted me some understanding about what had just taken place. There have been times when I faced problems that I didn't know how God was going to get me through. And when He got me through, I still didn't understand how He got me through, but He got me through. So, what's it say? That you may be able to comprehend, or strong enough to understand, strong enough to lay hold of with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. There's four different dimensions that are described here. Three of them are like length, height, width. So that gives you, if you go back to geometry, that creates the volume. It creates the capacity. It causes you to be able to understand, what some of the dimensions are. Here's the thing that when you're talking about God, let's talk about the width. How wide is the love of God? Well, according to that Casting Crowns song, from fingertip to fingertip, you cannot measure the width. You do not. There is not a unit of measurement that is sufficient to describe how wide the love of God is. Well, what is the length of it? Well, the length of God, the length of God's love has been showing up for since before the foundation of the world. It's going to continue to exist long after this world exists. There is, again, not a unit of measurement long enough or capable enough to describe how long the love of God. So we got the length, we've got the width, but it also talks about the height. And I can tell you, again, there is no adequate unit of measurement that can describe the altitude, the impressive nature of that which is visible. But we all begin, whenever we get together and we get to talking, we can get a little better picture because of what other people have experienced in their life. There's not a whole lot I can share with you about the length, the width, and the height, other than it is beyond measurement. I really wanted to focus on this fourth aspect, and that is the depth. You see, it's not just, what is visible, but how much substance does it have? So where the rooted and the grounded was talking about what takes place beneath the surface, and the length and the width and the height describe what is above the surface, I want to know what is taking place in the core of that which is visible. Because there are a lot of people that live very shallow lives. They live very superficial lives where the facade may look good. You can create a facade of width, you can create a facade of length, and you can create a facade of height, but if you put a burden on that facade, will it be able to stand up under the weight? So I remember studying about World War II that the Allied forces created an illusion of an accumulation of military might that the satellite networks and the surveillance aircraft were not able to turn. All they looked at, what they could see, and they could see what looked like tanks, what looked like an accumulation of military vehicles. What they didn't know was that it was all an illusion, that there was no depth to that, because that was not where the attack was coming from. My prayer begins with a question, and that is, how substantial is your faith? Does it penetrate to the core of your existence? You see, because everything we are talking about is Christ taking up the taking occupancy in our innermost being, and it begins to radiate out. But it is never an artificial bubble. It's never about inflation over substance. It's not about looking like something impressive when there isn't anything to support that. And so if I'd put it in these terms, it's not that God brings us to a place of promotion where we do not have the character to support the place that he's brought us to. Instead, God is looking to create people who are solid, who are mature, that they don't just appear impressive to the naked eye, but instead they have a mature relationship with God that is substantial. I've got a tree that is outside of my office where I talked about, I think it was on yesterday's program, where I talked about a tree that was planted 20 some years ago. There's a tree that sits on a neighbor's property. I was in my office one day, and this was one of the tallest trees around. It was a very stormy day, and I remember the lightning strike that hit that tree. It was very impressive. In fact, it was so powerful that bark from that tree flew off and hit my office window, which is, I don't know, probably close to 100 feet away, and it hit it on the second story. It was an impact, and I could show you today the impact of that strike. As far as I'm concerned, that tree should be dead. But there was so much substance of life in the tree that it withstood this violent electrical charge that radiated throughout it that caused damage to its exterior. But there was so much substance in that tree that it has not only survived that attack, but it has thrived for decades since that attack happened. I pray today that all of us would allow God to work in us so that we'd have the strength to understand and have substantial, thriving relationships with the Lord Jesus Christ. See you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.